A moratorium on retail marijuana stores and improvements to public transit came up at the forum, but the issue that got the most attention was Bass Village. The council that's elected will enter office at a pivotal time, when a restart of the long-stalled development will likely move forward. The group Related Colorado submitted a major development application to town government on Wednesday that includes projects like a hotel, a private residence club, and retail spaces. All six of the candidates say they support moving the project forward. Marky Butler, who serves on council but is running for mayor, says the completion of Bass Village will help struggling businesses.
It's huge. You talk to any business in this town, I don't know any business making a ton of money right now. And they haven't for a long period of time. You talk to people and they talk about survivability. So my goal is to bring economic vitality back into this village.
Candidate Bill Madsen, who lacks a political background but says his real perspective would be an advantage on council, says Bass Village is a key project for the town.
As far as where I stand on Bass Village, I think it's a critical component to the village. I think it's really important that we move the village forward.
But he says he has questions about one component of the latest application.
From what I saw most recently, the community benefit was supposed to be the Aqua Center, and from what I saw, the Aqua Center now looks to be a pool for the limelight. You know, I don't think that qualifies as a community benefit.
Another topic the candidates addressed was the dynamic on the board. Recently, there's been tension and a lack of constructive dialogue around issues such as hiring a new town manager. Mayoral candidate Jason Haber is frequently in the minority on the board, but says he tries to work with the majority. He says he's committed to a process that brings civility to public decision-making.
I try to bring level-headed, balanced dialogue and raising of issues, even when they're uncomfortable or in opposition to the position of the majority, and that's my approach.
Civility broke down later in the evening when Haber and Mayor Bill Bueno disagreed about attendance at a set of public meetings.
Show the record that you made those meetings.
Anybody that wants to can go find the record, and I'm at the meetings.
No,
I was at every one of his reviews. Maybe I didn't fill out
there
the form.
Two of them you weren't at.
And you're just flat out wrong.
Moderator Brent Gardner-Smith of Aspen Journalism breaks in.
Seems like it's safe to say that, Bill, you're not going to endorse Jason for mayor.
And if no, no.
And it doesn't seem like you would endorse Bill for council.
No.
Bueno's time on the board has stretched over 14 years. Now the sitting mayor is hoping to get elected to a 4-year council term. He says voters should choose him because he takes a thoughtful, take-it-slow approach.
But I'm not reactionary. I like to be planned. I like to be looking at things and understanding, okay, what is the future? What is the next year, 2 years, 5 years, 10 years? What can we do to enhance ourselves and where are we going to be?
He touted his involvement in moving staff into a new town hall and taking a tough stance on spending during the recession. Bob Circus chairs the town's planning commission, and he's running for a council seat. On a question about whether the town's sales tax should be lowered through a reduction in the marketing tax, Circus answered this way.
I'm open to any ideas people have relative to how the town finances itself. I don't have an opinion right now. I think that what I see happening in our economy, particularly the improvements in the summer economy, is really good, and I'd probably be hesitant to change anything to make that decrease.
One of the last issues the candidates addressed was transparency. Mayoral candidate and former councilman Arnie Mordkin says the current board has held one too many executive sessions.
The public's business needs to be done in the public, not behind closed doors. And I think if you go back through the minutes of the meetings over the 10-year period that I was on council, you'll find that in a number of occasions, I voted against going into executive session.
Mordkin is the former chief deputy district attorney for the 9th Judicial District in Aspen. The candidate forum wrapped up after about 2 hours. Voters are receiving ballots in the mail for the November 4th election this week. Marcy Krivenin, Aspen Public Radio News.